The Gemara daf Masechtas Nazir of Samach Aleph and Amud Beis, who can trace Masechtas of Dilma, which a continuation where the Gemara is trying to figure out how do we know that Evdi Kecholvim are totally removed from the halacha of Naziris, like we opened up the parak of Kudmin and Le'en Lehem Naziris. Where do we know this halacha from? So the Gemara says, oh, because they don't have Tumah, and it talks about Tumah, so then they can't have the halacha of Naziris. How do you know they don't have Tumah? Because it says, Vishashi Yitma Bli Yischata. If you have kila, then you have tumah, and this excludes the non Jew doesn't have kila. Says Gemara, as Tais quotes the words of Gemara. How do you know the dima karos would lemechayev? Maybe it's only karos that you're not chayev, which is what the pasuk told me. But maybe tumah he does have. Which the gears and Tais here is changed by some gersayis that the words of Tais is actually tame. It's a wonder. Lomali crow. Why do I need a pasuk to exclude karos? And the Gemara says, why would I think that non-Jew would have karas to say that that's what he's excluded from? But be that as a name, maybe as Tosafot quotes, Aval Atmoyim Mitama, but maybe actually he would have the halacha of Tumah. So then you wouldn't have a source to exclude him from the halacha of Naziris. So on that, the Gemara brings his Tosafot quotes. No, on my credit, the pasuk says, that the tar should spray on the tummy person, which teaches you, kol sheish l'tahara, whoever has purification, yesh l'tumah, has impurity. But v'chesha ein l'tahara, whoever does not have purity, ein l'tumah, does not have impurity. V'ev g'chom has tesik v'en, ein l'tahara, has no way of purification. That's what he says in the pasuk. V'hoysa, and b'mid, v'hoysa l'das b'nei Yisrael, it's going to be for the assembly of the Jewish people, the mishmeres, for a safeguard, l'mei nida, for the purification, what is chatzis, it's a purity, which is l'mishmeres l'bnei Yisrael, but v'lo become not for non-Jews, to be sure, the way Rashi explains. So, since he doesn't have Torah, he doesn't have Tumah, since he doesn't have Tumah, so therefore he doesn't have the Lach of Naziris. But on that, the Gemara asks, but maybe, as Tosafot quotes, v'dema Tahara d'loy hava l'hu, maybe only Tahara doesn't have Tumah islo, but maybe he does have Tumah. Because as Tosafot explains, what do you mean, isn't that what the Gemara just answered, you need both? No, d'ai v'hizat ala tamei, this pasuk of the pure spring on the impure, l'miyat, is not extra to make this drasha that only has Tahara has Tumah. Because the parakam of the Yuman, the Yudal Manav, Makbin Leila Milachrin, the Gemara explains this pasuk for something else, l'miskav l'has ala adam, to talk about if someone intended to spray on the person, v'hizat ala spray on the animal. So it's only v'hizat ala tamei, not an animal. So therefore, there's no proof. Shan the Gemara answers, as Tosafot quotes, Amakra, the pasuk says, Asher yitma v'lo yischata, that if a man's going to be tummy, he's not going to purify himself, and he's going to go into the basement, so therefore he's going to get covers. Oh, so the miyata yitma, as Tais explains, the word yitma is extra. That Balimichtav should have just said, we know he's tummy, it should have said, shalei schata, but didn't purify. So obviously he's saying that the tahara, the tum is only for one who has tahara, to tell us this halacha takes good and non-Jew. But another approach you could say is that, shum de behiza tar, this story brought that the tar sprays on the tummy person, which we rejected, because you said, oh, maybe it's not true. Maybe learn it for something else, like we said, as we said in the previous place, or like Taisa says, because that passage is not talking about the purification of the one who is being sprayed on, the one that's being purified. It's actually gum. It's actually talking about the one who's totally pure. According to the simple understanding of or the one who had already immersed himself the which is the one who's purifying, not the one purified. So it wouldn't give us a source for the halacha of the one that's being purified to say that's the one who has the tumah, which is takes good a non-Jew. Now, Morbus says, the pasuk of excluding a non-Jew from purity to say that therefore it doesn't have tumah and therefore it doesn't have the halach of nazir. That's from the purity of being sprayed. It's like says the pasuk, b'nei Yisrael mishmes l'mei nida chatasi. The word of the chitoy of the spraying of the purifying is referring mei nida, which is the ash waters of the paraduma. Ah, lachy, I see. That's where you bring a pasuk. Dash yitma b'leischata. That pasuk, my bechitu, which to my chitu leischata. That pure, the word of purification is in the same words of chatzasi. No, but tzarchi, we want us to look at this further. But since there's an avik of the em, so all the truth is that we can call in l'shem tara that a non-Jew doesn't have any purity, but it's really even not just of being sprayed with the paraduma ashwater, but also in immersing in the mikvah. Become makom nichlil asum mechidu guf. Still, they prefer to bring it from the being sprayed. The milu mishmes need the chatzasi, like we said, the pasuk. Which is talking about the purification. What it says, Chatzis, the name of Tin, Avikom, that's where we exclude the non-Jew. The Ma'ibachid is talking about by spraying, and he gives it the Saba, and he holds how the Avikom, that a non-Jew does not have purity, is actually about the even for immersing. Hainim Shem Iskes Tri Lazak as a Maisa, as the Gemara does in Megillah, Navchav, we compare immersing to being sprayed. The Savak says, the Basik, Bechid, the Mashir, he's going to be sprayed, they said, Bechid, the Ma'ibachid, he's going to wash his clothing, and he's going to immerse himself in water and purify himself. So in the same Pasuk, it talks about being purified with the spraying of, and also with the purity of the mikvah. So if we compare them, therefore, although the exclusion is from the ash waters, but it also includes that of Tvila that does not apply to a non-Jew. This Lashon Haraf, which seems to be going actually from the previous type, is the word of Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, actually, some Gersois have, which Tosfos quotes, that actually this Lima, what the Gemara is saying, B'isha Sheyitma B'lo Yischata, is not so much from the extra words of Yitma, but as Tosfos quotes, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Asher Yitma B'lo Yischata, which B'iskesh Tumah L'Tahara. So it's comparing Tumah Tahara, again, saying the same idea, because it's saying that whoever doesn't have Tahara doesn't have the Halachas of Tumah. Now the Gemara continues. If Tosfos is going to explain this, going back on what the Gemara previously said, Rav Acha b'Yaakov Amar says, "Nachat ma'is nabnecha ma'achareichem Tosfos quotes that they're going to bequeath them these servants to their sons after them." Which Tosfos explained, "Navadim koyim." The pasuk is going on slaves. Now, what's the Gemara saying over here? So Rav Acha b'Liyashiv drasha shel avdil el. He's coming to resolve the drasha that the Gemara had attempted on Amud Aleph regarding the source being, "Oh, an Andrew doesn't have a father," and the pasuk says, "Lavli malei tamas." Therefore, "Oh, he doesn't have a lachem nezivas," which teaches you, "Oh, only mishi yishle av, only someone who has a father." So now Rav Acha is coming to explain, although he says, what do you mean, Akum has Yerusha, but no, says Rav Acha. It has to be for all halachas of inheritance that are explicit in the Torah. And we find the Yerusha, the inheritance of slaves from father to son, explicit in the pasuk that we're quoting over here as Nachaltim. Oh, and the non-Jew cannot bequeath a slave to his sons. Because a non-Jew does not have an acquisition in the body of the slave. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Lamechesed Aleph, you Jews, you can buy from them, the non-Jews, but they cannot buy from you, and they can neither acquire each other. That's the case. That's what Rav Acha is trying to say. Whoever has inheritance regarding slaves, then he's quoted the father regarding the halachas of Yerusha. And if Abba is included in the category of his father and mother, he has the halachas of Naziras. But as Tosfos quotes the Gemara, whoever doesn't have the halachas of Nachla, meaning in totality, in the Machlaal Tumah, there's not an halacha of Tumah. In other words, not included in the halacha of Tumah. And therefore, that's why Akam does not have the halacha of Naziras, like we open up Hakud Me'elam Naziras. But then the Gemara asks, as Tosfos quotes, Yachav Adam Nami, then also slaves also, meaning also what, as Tosfos explains, Nima'atum and Naziras should be excluded from Naziras, Ma'achdosh from this drasha itself, because Shekmekin, the same thing is, in Ma'irish Evet, and the Gemara says, Achar, Shnit Lamanash Le'il, Rabbi Roshuzbay, a slave cannot acquire another slave, meaning that was given to him with that on exclusivity that his master should not have any rights in that. She'ini Koyin Oisei, because the preaches that he cannot acquire, like we explained, it says, The Ebed is still and he cannot acquire the body of another slave to have Yerusha on that. And Bechitim are going to say, oh, don't worry, Davod Mishabim Aleihem. Now we already have the word Aleihem that included Avodim. So that's the case. Non-Jews also include an extra word Ish. And so it says, well, then there should be a comment. The same thing is really going on in the first Torah. The Mishish Shleitah, Yish Shleitah. We say, whoever has purity has Tumah. Whoever doesn't, and they're excluding a non-Jew. So we also exclude Avodim from that. And Parach, so the Gemara is really asking that too. So therefore, Rav Gmor has a new approach. As Tosfos quotes, Elam HaRav, rather Rav says, Mishlam HaGabay Erichin, we understand regarding Erichin, that what? As Tosfos explains, Ikluk, me, you could explain, the Me'utu, the B'nai Yisrael, the Mutu, B'Kuchavim, that the exclusionary terminology of the Jewish people, which comes to school to non-Jew, is halfway. That the Imar Erichin, that the non-Jew cannot take Erich vow. And as Tosfos explains, but even the Ish, the inclusionary terminology of man, is Lavas of Kachom Din Nerachin, it would include a non-Jew to be the subject of a vow, which is what the Gemara was explaining, that at least have him halfway. Avabad says Tosfos Hacha here, that is Ish Lavas of Kachom Din Nerachin. If you want to say the word Ish is coming to include a non-Jew, as you're asking to be like Eben. To include him for the halacha of Naziras, and again, that's the case. My Bnei Yisrael. So, what excluding from Bnei Yisrael the mashma will become? That sounds like it's excluding not a non-Jew. But we can say, what do you mean? I'll tell you how it's going to be halfway, like Be'erich and halfway. I'll tell you as the words of the Gemara Bnei Yisrael and the Gemara says Nozim. Yeah, Jewish people could take a net of Naziras. Or maybe in carbon they could bring a carbon. And we say not a non-Jew is Yochalo Yid Noid Mklal. You would think that they wouldn't be able to take a net at all. The Asma Yisrael knows it to be forbidden. The Yisrael knows it at all. Tamlam Ish. The Ish is coming to teach you. As some Gesuris add on the words, Loim Mishem Nazirim, the same, but they could be Nazirim, and they've assumed Nisurim Nazir, and they'll have been Nisurim Nazir. It's just Achle be a carbon, they just won't be exactly like a Jew to bring a carbon. That says the Gemara, that can't be, as Tosfos quotes. Imishim carbon, if it's just excluding from a carbon, Lamachanafka, then we wouldn't know from here. El Mahasim, we would know from elsewhere, where it says Loilo, which Prat Naziris, which Tosfos explains, Bekrad the Ish Ish, Bepashat Emma. In Pashat Emma, where it says as Ish Ish, the Mamin Mene, where from there we include Shavdi Kacham Neidin Dovitz Ki Yisrael. As the Gemara says later on, Dav Samach Beis, that's the source of where extra word is to say that even a non-Jew could go ahead and take the Dom in the Davis like a Jew. Now, Exhibit Save the Christ says at the end of the Pasuk, Lo'ayla, for a burnt sacrifice, which Prat Naziris excludes that, however, that excludes Naziris to have a Kacham of a non-Jew. The Inge may become Naziris, we cannot become Naziris. And therefore we know it from there, and we wouldn't need to say it from here. But then it's just a bit beginning to say, but okay, but keeping that we meet the government Nazir, if you tell me that must be that we're not excluding a non-Jew from Nazirs just of carbon, but it must be from everything because they come already know from elsewhere. So if we start excluding from Nazirs, some can't level La'ila. Then why do we need La'ila? Probably Karbanos and Nazirs, they exclude them from the Karbanos and Nazirs if we start excluding from Nazirs at all. If someone says, but you could say, yes, we're telling you that the non-Jew cannot bring the Karbanos and Nazirs because he lived the Yisrael Nazir become a Nisab. Right, his own Karbanos is not bringing, he's not even Nazir. It's to say that he cannot bring the Karbanos and Nazir, even of a Jew Nazir. But Tzarchin says, we have to look into this. If this answer is sufficient. But then the Gemara says, really? Says Taisa, I could find halfway ways to exclude a non-Jew, not totally, because it takes according to words of Gemara, but maybe say B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people, that they could take a net of Nazirs of their sons, but not a non-Jew, but he'll still be a Nazir for himself. And therefore you should say, you would think that he's not real to be a Nazir. It says, no, Ish, which is a Reboy. And that says the Gemara, no, hate my law, but we said on that in Rambir and Allah ibn Nazir, it's Allah which was seen regarding Nazir. So either the gear says im kain, so it's coming to explain it, or it's inami, or you take out the word. The halacha le'nishnas le'gav Yisrael. The halacha was only said regarding a Jewish person. Ain't svara the leisim iuta. It's not logical to say that a mi is coming to exclude lemuti davar she'ein halacha meshmesina. It's not an explicit passage of halacha meshmesina. So therefore, that's why it's not a good option to say. Next is maskil, which belongs on the next daf, some of the Bizim and Aleph, that the Gemara wants to know whether you have the word ihachi or not. Seems like, as the Vilna Gaon says, that Tosfos does not have the words ihachi. The Gemara's question is, ish ki afli, d'chseh be'erchen lamali. What is, when it says a man is going to take enunciate a vow, when it says be'erchen, what's that for? Meaning, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Gemara, l'rbu yevdi kacham li'is nedachen, to include non-Jews to be the subject of erch vow, given the, if you tell me that's what ish is, we rebuke come to include, given the Kamelim, but since we know that they could take the Darm Davis like Jews, so Lava Mayat, I wouldn't exclude it, meaning as Tosi explains, I feel a Shasim ish, even if you didn't say the word ish as a Rebuy, which some Gersois explain that Loihava Makmini Me'utab Bnei Yisrael, we wouldn't explain the Mir of Bnei Yisrael, L'mute Goyim De'in Nerachim, to exclude non-Jews that they cannot be the subject of an Erech Vow, L'mute Goyim De'in Marichin, only to say that they cannot take an Erech Vow. So, Hab Mekmin Me'utah Bnei Yisrael, I would have explained the Mir of Bnei Yisrael, L'mute Goyim De'in Marichin, I would only say that the non-Jew cannot take an Erech Vow, because the Svar Hulash Lais, and logic would say that we should compare it, Mikra De'in Adin Domins Ki Yisrael, from the passage that says that they can take Adin Domins like Yisrael. It's just some gesurus add on the words l'hashvas and darm la'erchin to equate and darm to erchin. They're both vows. As much as you can. So I would already know this halacha without ish to include. I already know that he could be halfway in erchin. I wouldn't need ish to include that because in the darm he could even take the vow himself for sure. He could be the halfway of that. So on that the Gemara answers that says a quote ish ki yafli meboy le'lasui mufla samachlish. Right, you don't need it to include the Gram. You need to include a boy who's 12 years old, close to the age of Bar Mitzvah, where if he knows what he's saying, he could also take a Nedavah. That's included in the word Ish. Now, so the Gemara says, wait a second, as this good according to the one who says, as Tesi explained in the second need of Membam base, that this halacha is, as Tesi quotes, derisive, is biblical. According to one says the halacha mufla samachlish only rabbinic that we can take a nether. Michael Mema, what are you going to say? It's not biblical. You can't say that's what a drash of ish is coming to include. So the Gemara answers Tezukud lasu mufla samachlish to ibikuchom. That's to come to include a 12-year-old boy who's not Jewish. That's equivalent to the word ish. Tezukud says without the tamer, it's a wonder. To be strong, less than the rabban, you're saying for a Jewish boy that's 12 years old, it's only rabbinic according to this mandama. But ibikuchom he said, and a non-Jewish boy, it's biblical on 12. Pirush Rida explains, yeah, the Ba'al Yisrael lo have b'chlal yachal. A Jewish boy is not included in the biblical prohibition of profaning his words, Adav Gadol, until he's an adult, like every mitzvah. And then V'chayav Gadol means when he's an adult. So then he has the violation. So we expound, we say, whoever's not in the violation of profaning is not in the positive commandment of his words being another. Good Amperk today, like the Gemara says over there in Masechtas Nida. So we can exclude a 12-year-old Jewish boy. But a non-Jewish boy who's never going to come to the category of not to profane his words because he's not mechuyav in Torah mitzvahs, so that shaykh lemuti can't exclude him. Therefore, we actually would include him as a 12-year-old boy in contrast to a Jewish boy.